Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365, 365 days of motivation and empowerment just for you. It is just for you, and all you have to do is tune in, listen, practice, and work on becoming the best person you can be by utilizing the empowerment tools. And as always, we begin with the empowerment pledge, and that pledge is, I will work on myself. Yes, that is it. I will work on myself. And if you can begin to ingrain this inside of your thinking, that your practice, your thoughts, your actions, and your activities will all centered around working on you and focusing on your life and the direction that you want to go in and the accomplishments that you want to make, then you can get it. I will work on myself. I work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And it's not limited to the difficulties in life. It's also challenging you to grow in certain areas that you've been afraid to move in, certain areas that you've been held back from, certain obstacles that you created for yourself. And so today, if you will, you have the support and assistance to strive to develop the tools necessary for you to become a better person. Because I believe if you become a better person, your home will become a better person. Because it will have that better person in it. The energy in your home will become better. And then that spans out into your community and your neighborhoods and in your workplaces and all around this great country. So if we begin to work on ourselves, this whole country and even this world will change if we begin to influence each other with positive behaviors, positive thoughts, positive actions, positive activities, building each other, not tearing each other down. And that's what it's all about. It's the pledge of empowerment that says, I will develop peace within myself, my home, my life, my community, and this world. That's a large task, but we can do it. And if we work together, if we work on ourselves each day, every day, one day at a time, we will make the effort of making a change within us that changes the world itself. And there you have it. That's the empowerment pledge. You can't get it any better than that. All you have to do, doesn't cost you anything, is work on yourself. And that's it. So today we're going to work on ending your day. And the way you end your day is after you go throughout your day, your task now is to settle everything down, get into a place of quiet relaxation, a place where you can set aside some time and some space just for you. A period of quietness where you begin to reflect, and not on negative things. This is building. We're building now. We're past that old stuff. So if you're into thinking about the past, let's get rid of that right now. Now, what you can do is you can be in the moment. And I want you to consciously practice staying in the moment. Stay in the moment. I am in the room. I am in the room. I am feeling what's around me. I am feeling the chair. I am feeling the sofa. I am feeling wherever I am. I am feeling my feet in my shoes. I am feeling the clothing on my skin. Then you are in the moment. So we're working on being in the moment, not projecting in the future. Because we have, you know, a lot of times when we're in a room, we're all over the place. And if you could actually see thoughts just flying around, they're going on everywhere. We're thinking about everything, but we're not present a lot. And very much when you're having a conversation, people are drifting off into different places in their own mind. And they're not even listening to you anymore until they come back to the conversation and it's their turn to talk. So what we want to do is create a quiet space where you can begin to work on yourself, to be able to listen, to be able to humble yourself, to be able to practice that gratitude that we've been doing every day, and then also being able to forgive others. You have to do that. You got to let some stuff go, people. Let some things go. Let some events and some activities and some bad choices just go and be present in your very life right now, because all you have is right now. We have a series of right now, and I'm asking you to choose this right now to be in and stay in and remain in. Live your life in the present. Don't live your life in the past. Don't live your life projecting what you think will happen or projecting or predicting outcomes in life. Be in the moment. Be in your very space right now and enjoy your moment. And so what we do with ending your day is create that quiet space, as I mentioned earlier, and then you just want to sit and reflect on your goals. You want to see where you are. You have to begin to track yourself to see your accomplishments, where you are. Are you working toward reaching that goal that you set for yourself? And right now we're working on 9 days, just 9 days of working on yourself consistently. This is the practice. I will work on myself. I will set a goal. I will work on it. I will challenge myself to grow and change just one day at a time. Stay in the day, stay in the moment, and let's work on ourselves today just one day at a time. So in your quiet space, you want to reflect. You want to go into your quiet period of quiet relaxation, calming down, and we've done the practice so you can go back into the archives. Not only can you listen to it, you can actually read it for yourself, and then you can begin to prepare your own model for how you want to move forward. And that's the great part about it. It's on you. But all you have to do is practice and work on yourself daily and consistently to become the best person that you can be. And that's all that anyone can ask. So if you would right now, as we practice ending our day, practice before you go to bed when everything settles down and you have done all of your preparation for the next day and you've settled down after a long day of work or responsibilities or chores or dealing with your children or whatever that is, male or female. And now it's time to set aside some time for you where you just shut it down, breathe, relax, become right where you are. And so if you would, the ending of your day, you can go quiet relaxation or you could go visualization. We'll practice these and you have opportunities to do it yourself until you get good at it. And so what I want you to do right now is just breathe in. Take that breath in. Let it go. Just breathe in. Let it go slowly. Relaxing your mind. Letting all the thoughts of your day just breeze on by. And if they arise, it's okay. Just don't follow. Just let them go. And be in the moment. Be wherever you are. Stay there consciously in the moment. Now, what I want you to do is just take a step back. Take a mental step back from all of your activities, even from your own thoughts, your own mind, your physical body, and just be the individual within. Be the life, the energy, the consciousness, the observer of your life, and experience for just a moment who you really are without the material possessions, without the relationships, without anything other than you. There are no additions. There are no add-ons. Just you. And can you just sit there with yourself, separating yourself from your thoughts, separating yourself from your mindset, separating yourself from your fears, your worries, your frustrations. That is all separate from you. And if you will, just for a moment, begin to peacefully relax and let go. Just breathe in and relax. Just let go. And become very peaceful and relaxed